Morning. Are you enjoying it? That's great, isn't it? I love it. I feel I've got some feedback going on. No? Okay. Well, it's lovely to see you. The reading we hear from Luke 2, the angels bring a message to the shepherds on the hills. Do not be... Oh, you've heard it. You were listening. I bring you glad tidings. Good news is, I think, it's the same thing. Of great joy that is for. Okay. So we're getting a bit of a responsorial thing going here. I felt bad earlier because when I was calling out the numbers, it felt like bingo for a moment. So stay with it. So the message of the angels is in two parts. First of all, don't be afraid. And secondly, there's good news for all people. Why does he say, do not be afraid? I mean, I guess they were terrified because they see supernatural beings. But I think the words are true for us as well. When someone phones me and tells me they have a message of good news, but I can tell they're calling or speaking from a call center the other side of the planet, I tend not to believe them. I sort of have a filter on there. And I've also received numerous emails saying some great news, that there's this wealthy guy in Nigeria, he's died and left me millions. And I mean, if this actually turns out to be true, I'm going to be kicking myself, but... All they say they need is my bank details, and soon I'll be rejoicing. But we know if things sound too good to be true, they probably are. It's probably a scam. Some weeks ago, I received a letter from a well-known local car dealer, and it was called Good News. I'd been specially selected to receive good news, so I called them. And actually, the guy really brightened up. The good news was that I could buy a brand new car from him. This didn't seem to me particularly good news, actually. So I said, thank you very much, but I don't actually need a car. So some good news stories are scams, and others are marketing devices to get us to buy more stuff. But there are a few stories that really are, in truth, good news. Now, can I ask, how many of you here have not yet sorted out your Christmas shopping? Okay. I'm just seeing, is there a gender divide? I don't know. Well, in case you're struggling for ideas, I've got five things that, and I may not be normal, I realize, but five things I always love to get. So, socks. Whoa. That didn't even sound fake. It's amazing. I mean, as Dumbledore said, you can never have too many socks. So that's good. They keep you warm, don't they, socks? This is quite a nice gift. I got this one actually yesterday. A brand new working watch. So you can tell the time. I quite like watches. I seem to be a bit hard on them. Now, this is really neat. It's a bit of a boy's toy. It's a screwdriver, and you take the end off, and there's six different bits. I mean, it's got a ratchet on it. Oh. And it's pocket size. Thank you. You've noticed. Chocolate. This is Tony's chocolate. Are you familiar with Tony's chocolate, fair trade? Oh. I was going to say to die for, maybe to die from, I don't know, but depending how much you take. But I mean, I love it. It's chocolate because it's sweet and it's about celebration. And perhaps slightly more niche, some waterproof plasters. So, to bring healing when we're hurting. Now, this was, of course, not at all contrived. Because these are some of the things, it just turns out, that I most love about Jesus. I think he's better than socks. But he does bring warmth and love to my life. Think of a watch, because the incarnation of the Word, he chose to spend time with us. For some people, time is the most valuable gift. Spending quality time with someone to show that you love them. That's what Jesus did. He came to fix our lives where we're broken, where we need mending. And we all do. It's more obvious in some than others, but we all need some internal repair work. He shows the sweetness of, that says Tony's, but it's God's love. The sweetness of God's love. And he binds up the brokenhearted. I don't think any other God offers that even. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he binds up the broken. He's our healer and our helper. And Jesus came to offer all these things to demonstrate that it was free at the point of delivery. Like our NHS, it's free at the point of delivery, but extremely costly. It cost him everything. So, is anyone cold? Does anyone suffer from chills and like socks? Would like. Okay. Now you know what's going on. There's going to be a slightly higher level of alertness, I think. Anyone want to be reminded God has time for you? Anyone not got a watch who would like a watch? Going to be a rush on this one. I think it's like, anyone feel they need a bit of DIY done? I think Tom was first, so could one of your children come, because if I throw it from here there'll be more internal repair work needed quite soon, I suspect. Oh, look at him. Come on Tom, come on. How does he get a clap for that? I don't know. They're very pleased for you. Anyone want to be reminded? Because I've got a special bag of spinach. I'm joking. It's cabbage. Come on then, come on. Yeah, you were first, for sure. God's love is sweet and doesn't rot your teeth. And anyone feel they could do with some healing? Yeah, you would. So I hope you have a really great Christmas. I hope you remember who Jesus is amidst all the jollity. Warmer than socks. He spends time with us. He does internal repair work for all of us who need that. He expresses the sweetness of the love of God, and he brings healing when we're hurting. He's our Savior and Redeemer. So I encourage you to believe the message of the angels. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, and it really is for all people, all the people. And whatever you need from God this Christmas, the answer is Jesus. You know, it's always Jesus, only Jesus. And we just say, well, Lord, I may not be much, but all I have is yours. It's all yours. Come and be my king and reign in me. Now, there's two other books, sort of gifts. These could be your early Christmas presents. If you're a young person here, Why did Jesus come? We've got some of these at the back. I'd love you, if you've never sort of thought about who Jesus is, this is for children because it's got pictures. But I'm sorry, the adult's version, it's got one picture on the front, but it's really helpful. Why did Jesus come? And there's a prayer that I don't know how many times I've prayed it. I mean, often I think, I want to become a Christian all over again. This is such a good deal. I know God heard my first prayer, but I want to say, Lord, I'm yours. So these are free at the point of delivery, like God's love. Can I say, we're also, after Christmas, we're going to be running a series over 10 weeks, the Alpha Course. In our Sunday morning services, we're going to, the theme of our sermons will be going through that course, which is, who is Jesus and what difference does he make? But if you'd like to be part of an online, a Zoom Wednesday evening starting on the 26th of January, ask me, I can give you the details and just explore more about who Jesus is.